I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I understand why people, you know, still want to make an issue. Anytime one of these players that gets involved in one of these situations like Kareem Hunt, one of these domestic situations or something similar, I understand why there's, you know, sort of hesitation or questions about whether or not you want to bring the guy back. But to me, I look at it like this. And, you know, I could be wrong. I don't know. But I think that a lot of the outrage among fans is really kind of disingenuous. To be perfectly honest with you, I think it's really kind of disingenuous. I think for the most part, fans want their teams to win. And if a guy can help them win, then they're going to basically root for said guy, even if they have to hold their noses to do it. And I think the other part of it is if a guy signs with a different team, then it just becomes easy to, you know, to ridicule that other team and, you know, claim they're doing something wrong or whatever. But the bottom line is if it was your own team, you'd probably be rooting for him. You know, people didn't hate James Harrison after his domestic situation. They hated him when he left and went to the Patriots. And then it came out, you know, all the things he did in the locker room to sort of undermine the team. So it really comes down to this situation of Kareem Hunt is a player who's a really good football player. Really good football player. He can help the Browns win. And I said it earlier on Twitter, and I mean this. I wish what, you know, the one thing I could live without, and I wish these teams would do, is stop trying to rationalize all the things that they say that, you know, this is why we're trying to sign this guy. This is why we think we can help. All that other stuff. Here's the thing. I don't really want to hear that. And the reason I don't want to hear that is because this isn't some sort of image recollection project or, you know, image reinstatement program that you're trying to put together. Your interest in Kareem Hunt is simple. He can help you win football games. Period. He can help you win football games. You know, John Dorsey, the general manager from Cleveland Browns, we fully understand and respect the complexity of questions and issues in signing a player with Kareem's history and do not condone his actions. Given what we know about Kareem, through extensive research, we believe he deserves a second chance, certainly with the understanding he has to go through critical and essential steps, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, to me, why go through all that? You're going to take the public relations hit anyway. You know, the people that are going to be quote-unquote outraged about it, they're going to be outraged anyway, no matter what you say. I would love it if one of these guys just came out really and just said, listen, here's the bottom line. My job is on the line. It is, you know, my job to make the Cleveland Browns the best football team they can possibly be. There's a player of his caliber out there. And guess what? We're going to sign him or try and sign him. That's what we do here. We try and collect the best players we can find. And so, you know, all of this stuff about, oh, well, you know, this is a terrible thing he did. This and I agree with that. But so he's never allowed to work again in his entire life? Is that what you're saying? So if you're not saying that, because that's really the if you're not saying that he can never, ever, ever work again, if you agree that a guy deserves a second chance, we have felons that get second, get a job, guys that were actually convicted of felonies and went to prison and came up, we give them second chances. To me, if your argument or whatever is, if your argument is that he should never be allowed to work again, okay, then I'll let you, complain about him being signed by a football team. But if your argument isn't that, he's going to get a job. He has to get a job somewhere. I don't obviously condone what he did, and I think that, any kind of violence like that, any kind of situation like that, to me, is obviously not one that we should overlook. But the bottom line is, you know what? Unless you're telling me that you think the guy should never work again, I don't understand what all the outrage is when a team signs him. You knew someone who was going to sign him. You knew there was a team out there that was going to sign him. It was going to bring him in and was going to try and win football games with him, because that's what they do. That's what it is that they do. And their only interest in Kareem Hunt is that he's a really good football player. And that's why my only interest in talking about it, I wouldn't be talking about Kareem Hunt if he wasn't a football player. But here is the thing. He's a football player. He's in the NFL. This is a sports talk show. We're talking about the fact that the Cleveland Browns signed a guy that's going to help him get better. Now, when's he able to play? I don't know. They don't know that. But at the end of the day, this thing where, every time one of these guys gets a second chance, there's this sort of like pseudo outrage about it. Unless you're telling me you don't think the guy should ever be able to work again, I'm not sure what the outrage is, other than you're outraged at what he did what he did. But at some point, you've got to give a guy a second chance. That's just me. I could be different, but I don't believe that you blow people out of the water and destroy them for I think you serve your time or you do whatever. There's consequences. He clearly has paid a price, and he lost his contract, probably lost a really good chance to get to a Super Bowl, probably lost endorsements for a long, long time, if not forever. I mean, it's not like he hasn't paid, and it's not like there hasn't been consequences. But the bottom line is, he needs a second chance. And you know what? The Browns said, hey, we're going to give it to him. I just wish that's what they would say, though. Hey, we're going to give it to him because he's a really good football player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.